audiovisual heritage about the records related to sounds and video. And basically, it's the record of 20 and 21st centuries. Like in everywhere in the world, this heritage is particularly vulnerable because they are subject to the, well, especially in the region, to the climate, and also because of the neglect, the destruction, technology obsolescence. So this is a particular part of documentary heritage, which is most vulnerable in the world.
I had always thought that, you know, with digitization, a lot of these, you know, recordings and film and what have you not could be saved. But is that not the case?
So, of course, this is the case, but that requires a lot of resources because digitization has a cost. It also requires a lot of skills and knowledge on new technology, and those skills, resources and knowledge that are not always available within the memory institution, and most of the museum, archives and library all face the challenges of digitizing all those audiovisual records.
As part of the activities for the World Day of Audiovisual Heritage, UNESCO there has organized a film festival in Myanmar. It begins next week, and the renowned French actress Catherine Deneuve is the ambassador. Tell us about the film festival and also why Myanmar?
The festival is a unique international festival which is dedicated to audiovisual heritage in Southeast Asia. And because Southeast Asia is home to very rich and diverse audiovisual heritage, which are part of UNESCO's Memory of the World Registers as well. And in Myanmar, because we supported a particular project of restoration of one of the oldest Myanmar movie, which is called Myaganan or Emerald Jungle from 1934. This is also one of the least developed countries, but in democratic transition. So it's one of the most passionate country to organize that kind of festival, which is entirely open and free to the public.
And finally, is there a particular message this year for the day?
So the message for this year is it's your story, don't lose it. And the team has been chosen to acknowledge the importance of audiovisual heritage to tell the stories about people's life, people's culture, identities and histories, and ensure that those stories are preserved for future generations.